Now we'll turn to some of the letters of the evening news. Coastal protection is the concern of Christopher Cockcroft of Thurlton, as he says, if Michael Gove and Julian Glover are serious about protecting the Broads nature and the tourist industry that goes with it, then they need to take into account the complete lack of a proper coastal defence policy along the north-east Norfolk coast. If the sea breaks through, then large parts of the Broads as we know it will be destroyed. Hence, it is surely a nonsense that the government's cost-benefit calculations for coastal defence take absolutely no account of the value of the Broads tourist industry to the Norfolk economy. Indeed, this could be said of the whole coastal defence policy for Norfolk. Whilst the Dutch have built long stretches of coastal defences to reclaim land, we in this country seem to be happy to throw away our tourist industry, lots of private property and large tracts of agricultural land, which we will need for food production in the future. This is just stupid. We need to learn from the Dutch.
C. Ransom of Rackheath has concerns at developments of a different kind. He says, once again, I opened the paper to read, new garden village is revealed, 6,500 new homes. How can this be justified? This summer, due to extreme temperatures and no rainfall, the yield of crops was very low. If this weather continues in the future and land is continually taken up for housing, how can we guarantee the production of enough food to feed a constantly growing population?
The medicinal use of cannabis is in the news at present, and June Rose of Norwich adds to the debate. Cannabis has received a bad press in the past, because of the effects of its overuse, leading to mental illness and addiction. Cannabis is a plant, a natural medicine if used responsibly. It is known to reduce pain when other medicines haven't, and it hasn't helped. A while ago, TV coverage showed the effects of cannabis reduced multiple epileptic fits in a young boy who initially had been refused the use of it in this country. If cannabis could be monitored by medical practitioners, it could be prescribed wisely. The cost of growing cannabis and manufacture of it would surely be less than the ever-increasing drugs that are coming onto the market with much greater risk of severe side effects.
The issue of dialects was apparently raised by novelist C.J. Sansom in a visit to Norwich to promote his latest book, which is set in Norfolk and is called Tombland. John Knights of Spixworth follows up what he had to say. I don't entirely agree with C.J. Sansom when he says that it seems to me that the Norfolk dialect was one of the most distinct in the country, even more so than Geordie or Scots. I'm sure that all dialects are equally distinct, and I suspect that, like a lot of other people, he is confusing dialect and accent. But interestingly, Professor Peter Trudgill, who until fairly recently contributed regular articles on the subject, suggests, only slightly tongue-in-cheek, in his delightful book Dialect Matters, that it was here in Norfolk that modern English was born, as its roots lie in the language of the Anglo-Saxons who settled predominantly in this region.
Finally, John Payne of Sheringham celebrates the production of the remembrance services in the city. A heartfelt thank you to all who gave such careful thought to the planning of the Remembrance Sunday commemorations at City Hall. The act of remembrance itself was poignant, but it was the reading of names throughout the day of those from Norwich who died during the Great War in the services of their country, which really had an impact. I walked past City Hall at 2 p.m. to realise that they were still reading the list of surnames beginning with B. That brought home the reality of the scale of the loss between 1914 and 1918. All around the city centre, people were pausing to listen and reflect. 100 years on, that so many were afflicted by what they had heard gave great hope for the future. As we seek to live and work for peace in our world and in our time, everyone involved in organising this project deserves our thanks and praise. It was an imaginative and truly fitting tribute for this centenary year.